Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 308, season 13. Today's date is February 24th, 2024, and welcome to the program. On today's show, I will talk about my memories of submarine sandwich restaurants in the Chicagoland area. I'm going to talk about past restaurants and the present. Also, I will talk about my recent update about my health. And because I went to the doctor this past week, and I'll fill you in on what he said. Okay. Right now, the program will go into a commercial break. This program is brought to you by Betty Crocker's Pudding Roll-Ups. I vaguely remember this. When I saw the commercial on YouTube, I go, darn, I remember this thing. Yeah, it just came to me. So here's a commercial from 1987. And one of the kids that's in the commercial is a very familiar actor. I think it's him. Some say yes, some say no, but I'm going to say it anyway. I don't care. So sit back and relax, and I'll be right back with the show, folks. Thank you.
Want to see some pudding?
How can it be? I can't believe my eyes. New pudding roll-ups, pudding in disguise. They can be lots of things pudding can't be, but the yummy, yummy taste,
that's pudding to me.
New Betty Crocker pudding roll-ups in milk chocolate, chocolate fudge, or butterscotch. Real pudding in disguise.
New pudding roll-ups, am I surprised? Pudding roll-ups, pudding in disguise. New pudding roll-ups.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Betty Crocker's pudding roll-ups. Now, there are some kids in the commercial, and they're doing like a Broadway musical, you know, singing da 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 da, like that. One of the kids, some people claim it's Seth Green, you know, the actor. He was in Austin Powers. Like Dr. Evil's son. I love that movie. You know, it's hilarious. And also, he was in Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And he's a great actor. He's funny. So it could be him. That's all I could say. This product didn't last very long. Maybe about, I don't know, in the mid-80s. Like 86, 87, 88, around there, and then boop, gone. According to some websites about this place, this product, excuse me, it was okay. It wasn't spectacular. You know, it tasted good, but it didn't like took off. I think it was in competition with Jell-O Pudding Pops, which I talked about the previous podcast episode. So I never tried them. So I remember seeing, now that I mention it, I remember seeing them in the grocery store. So it just came and went. Okay, so I wish they'd come back. I'd like to try them. I love pudding. I really do. I love it. It's one of my favorite desserts. Chocolate fudge, vanilla, butterscotch, pistachio. Oh, that's good. I love butterscotch. That's good. Okay. Well, just a little levity there. All right. At the beginning of the program, I mentioned I'm going to talk about my memories of submarine sandwich restaurants in the Chicagoland area, past and present. And also I will talk about the update of my health. So I'll start with that and get it out of the way. You know, first off, I want to thank everyone for your comments, your texts, your emails. You know, I first announced that I was going to the oncologist, and you're all wishing me luck, and I was hoping good news. I went there Thursday. It's yes and no in a way. The doctor said that, yeah, your PSA is doubled. It's 9.9, and it's kind of troubling. So he took my blood pressure, and it was a little high. Well, because it's white coat syndrome. You know, it goes like that. So he discussed, we got to do a PET scan. You've done a bone scan, but it's not enough. We can see the spot on my 10th right rib. With a PET scan, it looks more deeper and get a better idea. What is that thing that's there? Because he doesn't know what it is, you know. All I know is my calcium is elevated. So it could be something like that, or it could be something from the Xtandi medication I've been taking. I explained to him there was a period of time I did not take it because due to insurance screw up. He says, yes and no, it could have been that, but we're not sure. And let's see. So the problem is with the PET scan, my insurance doesn't cover it. I mean, it covers it, but it's not going to Loyola. I have to go find somewhere else to do it. I didn't explain this to people. So he's trying to help me find a place to get it done. So he asks his receptionist, you know, fax all the information to University of Illinois, Chicago. I think they'll take it. I think I'm just waiting. And they told me, like, if I don't hear anything by Wednesday, I give them a call and see what's going on. I forgot to ask, can I just call the insurance I have and call them? Maybe they can find a place, you know, which they do. They could find somewhere. Okay. So he was examining me, you know, he's just feeling my body, you know, to see if I had pain. None. I have no pain. He asked, are you tired? And I said, yeah, not as before. I was very tired for the past week and past couple of weeks. And then I'm just okay now. I do sweat from time to time. That's due to the side effects of the Xtandi. But really late at night, I'm very tired and I want to lie down and I want to go to bed. And then I'm very restful and I sleep well, which is good. He noticed I gained weight. I don't know. This is the puzzling part. I feel thin, but I've gained weight. And my doctor says, well, it's good that you gain weight because if you lost a lot of weight, there's something wrong, very wrong. But if you gain weight, you're fine. You know, there's nothing like that. So I asked my doctor, what's going to happen, you know, if they find something? Suppose it's cancer again. I'm scared. He says, well, there could be chemotherapy, which that's a last resort. I hope it's not that. It could be try a new medication or we'll see. But if we do, we have to take a liquid biopsy to see what's going on. What is that thing? It's annoying. And it's just, we don't know what it is. We don't know. So that's the only thing. And it's not growing. It's just there, you know. It might grow, it might, but it's not mass producing. So that's a good sign. I hope so. And we'll wait and see. And I will keep everyone posted on my social media of anything new. And then when I told the news to everyone on Thursday, I had an outpouring of support and well wishes, and you know, people were sad or happy, but they were optimistic. And then, you know, you got to fight this. You have to fight this. I got this from a lot of people. my family, my friends, friends from church, from school, even friends from the media, which is cool. You know, it's I'm very grateful indeed, and appreciative. Yeah, I'm very sad. I cry sometimes like that. I'm crying because this thing won't go away. I'm also crying, I'm just touched, you know, like that. I never got this attention before because I don't need attention like that. You know, I'm just, you know, and they think me and Vanish Chicago and, you know, we're celebrity, like a local celebrity. Anyway, yeah, but I don't think of it that way. I'm just myself and doing what I do every day. Make people happy. That's it. And I will continue to do that for as long as I can. And I started that yesterday. And one thing, another thing I want to mention, you know, you still, everybody gets this. You get these people like, why is this guy talking about his health? Why is he talking about cancer? And this is Vanish Chicagoland. Make up your mind. There was one guy, you make up your mind. What are you doing? So people came to my defense. They didn't have to do that, but that's nice. It's hilarious. I think mostly it's men that think they're invincible. Like it will not happen to them. Not true. It can happen to men with prostate cancer. It can happen to men. Start the age of 40 up. It can happen. You know, so I tell them, I talk to them, you know, go, if there's something wrong, please go see your doctor. Get a checkup. You can save your life. I did, you know, but I wish I went sooner. And same thing goes with women. You know, if you feel something wrong, please go see a doctor, you know. So I recently joined a group. It was for something about prostate cancer survivors. And someone recommended this to me, and I joined. And it's like everyone's in the same boat as I am, and it's wonderful. And they tell me their stories and what they're going through, and I tell them, and it's wonderful, you know. And I love it. I really do. It's nice. So that's it for that. Like I said before, I will keep you posted and see what's going to happen. If I get the PET scan, great. We'll find out what that is, and I will deal with it, and I will fight it. And hopefully, whatever medication it is, the PSA will go down, and I'll be fine. Yeah. Oh, one last thing. The doctor still wants me to take the medication, so I've been doing it. I'll still continue, no matter what, which is okay. That's fine. All right. That's enough of that. So let's talk about the good stuff. I would talk about my memories of submarine sandwich restaurants in the Chicagoland area. I just, one day, I think I was in my car and I thought about this place and, I thought about, yeah, why don't I talk about this? Because when I was younger, I used to eat them all the time. Right now I don't eat cold cuts or, I don't eat cold cuts or like that. Rarely I do. Rarely. I used to eat them all the time, you know, like turkey, ham, roast beef, you know, stuff like that. And I used to eat two sandwiches, you know, but I cut down to one. And then I rarely do now, unless on a rare occasion, you know. Oh, yeah, I'll eat a sandwich. It's fine. But not a sub sandwich, you know, a literal one, which is fine. Because I love them. They're good. They're delicious. You know, you put some lettuce or you want to put mustard or cheese, you know, Italian bread like that. Oh, you know, like a hero sandwich. Awesome. All right. So let's get started with this. I was researching what sub places that were in business in the past, and a couple of them came to mind. First one was called Blimpy. I remember seeing the commercials. There was like in the late 90s and the 2000s. They were in the Chicagoland area. I don't remember exactly where they were. I just saw them all over. And that was founded in 1964 in New Jersey by three men. Angelo Baldessari, Tony Canza, and Peter DiCarlo. Yeah, three Italians. They're sort of still in business. When you expand, into a franchise, it gets exhausted, and it's just you invest too much money into this, and then it just blows up, and then it doesn't work. So, but I do remember this, and I never tried it. Some people swear by it. They liked it. They had submarine sandwiches. They also had salads like that. And then they had a low-calorie menu. That's good. But they just came and went in a way like that. So I think there's some in Europe or like in Asia for now. Okay. And another one I want to talk about. Well, I'm going to save one for last, and I'll tell you why. The other one was Quiznos. If you remember Quiznos is still around, sort of. I believe there's one in Chicago, and I think it's like on LaSalle and Division Street in Old Town, neighborhood. I think it is, but they were all over the place. And I remember the commercials, I think like from the 90s to like to the 2000s. I went once over there. It was pretty good. It was okay, but it was toasted. It was a toast, like a toasted subs. And that's good because I like toasted sandwiches, and yeah, it was delicious. It really was. And so that was another example, like Blimpy. It just got oversaturated, And I think I remember one location near me. It was in Hickory Hills, Illinois, like 95th Street and Roberts Road. I remember one there. And I think that's the one I went. And usually I order turkey or roast beef. I would have that. I don't know if they had meatball sub. I don't know. Probably not. I don't remember. Yeah, so we have that. And, of course, the last one that this one's gone totally is the Italian U-boat. The original Italian U-boat. Excuse me. And I think that opened like about 76 to 82, and they were opened by three men. I posted this photo yesterday, and the men that found it, one was Vito Cavallo, Angelo Di Cristina, and Jim Rom, I said. They opened the chain, and then later on it folded. So they opened the one in Downers Grove and Lombard, I guess. And so I found, believe it or not, I found some locations of that place. Okay. So I'm going to read them off to you, the locations, really quickly. This is from an ad from 1979. And so here we go. They had one in Lombard. They had one in Summit, like 63rd and Harlem, Chicago Heights. They had one in Chicago North at about Peterson, Cicero. They also had one in, I don't know if it's 63rd and Cicero or is it 83rd and Cicero. I'm not sure because due to the ad, it's kind of, I think it's 63rd. Yeah, near Midway Airport. Also Countryside on LaGrange Road, North Riverside near North Riverside Mall, Villa Park, Franklin Park, Downers Grove on Ogden Avenue, Norwich near Harlem Irving Plaza, West Dundee, Crystal Lake, Wheaton, Palatine, also had at Burbank, 87th and Cicero. I think I know where that is. It's a Euro place now. I think it's, can't think of the name. Mr. Sam's, I think that's the name. You know, I pass by almost all the time and I keep forgetting his name. If I get it wrong, forgive me. Yeah, so it was there in 87th and Cicero on the corner. There was one in Bridgeview, Illinois, Crestwood at 138th and Cicero, and also in Glen Ellen on Roosevelt Road. There was one in Fort City Mall. According to some people, there was one there in a food court, I believe, or somewhere. But I remember seeing it, but I forgot where exactly where it was. It could have been Peacock Alley. It could have been. I don't know, because like I said, the business was very, it was around briefly, you know, but only for a few years like that. And so I found this article in the Chicago Tribune dated March 27, 2009, and it explained the whole story of what happened, you know, you know, how they got started and then everything, you know, it was like, it was crazy. And then you had the employees wore light-hearted t-shirts say, take a, I ate a U. They did that. So, it was a great idea to open a sub, you know, submarine restaurant, a submarine sandwich restaurant like that. So that's good. And so I'm sure these guys are still around. They're probably doing other things. So I assume that, you know. So when I posted about the original Italian U-boat, oh, people went crazy to go, oh, I love that place. Their sandwiches were long. They were delicious. They were fresh. There's a video on YouTube. It's from 1976 that shows the grand opening, and I don't know where this location is, but it looks like the one on 87th and Cicero. It looks like it. It looks like it. It doesn't say. I hope it's that. You know, that's kind of cool. Of course, we still have sub sandwiches, sub sandwich restaurants still today. For example, Subway. They're still around. It's a big chain. They've had their ups and downs, you know, $5, $5 foot long, you know. It's not $5 anymore. Inflation went So that's the end of that. I haven't been to a Subway in a long time. I used to go. My favorite is the meatball sub, and that was pretty good. Well, there are other places that serve that better. They really do. Also, there is what's the other place? Mr. Submarine. Before I talk about Mr. Submarine, I'm going to play a commercial of Mr. Submarine. This is from 1993. Features the Lovables, the cheerleading squad for the Chicago Bulls. And I remember this commercial. All these pretty ladies, you know, they were advertising the product, you know, their sub sandwiches for Mr. Submarine. Okay, so sit back and relax, and here's a commercial for Mr. Submarine from 1993 featuring the Lovables, and I'll be right back, and I'll talk about my memories of Mr. Submarine. Okay, thank you.
Great game, girls.
I really worked up an appetite.
What are we going to eat?
Let's have Chicago's original Mr. Submarine.
Yeah! Whoa.
Real, valiant, and quality meal.
Mr. Submarine.
Lean and tender, ever so speed.
Mr. Submarine.
Serrano's real Italian bread.
Baked fresh from scratch every day.
What's the best meal around?
Mr. Submarine.
Chicago's winning team, the Bulls and Mr. Submarine.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Mr. Submarine featuring the Lovables, cheerleading squad for the Chicago Bulls. I remember this commercial very well. It's kind of cute. It's on YouTube if you like to see it. Anyway, Mr. Submarine, a couple of people mentioned this on Facebook. Said, why are you talking about this place? It's not gone. It's still around. True. It's not gone, but there's a reason why I posted this. I'm talking about Mr. Submarine. There were a couple locations that they're not there anymore. I mean, they've changed. They moved around, but a couple of them I had in mind was, there was one across the street from Bogan High School where I graduated. And it was there for years and years. And I used to go there all the time. And I used to hang out with some friends of mine. I ordered submarine sandwich often, you know. But I hang out to talk like that. I remember one of the guys that managed the place, his name was Tony, I think his name. I don't know what happened to him. And he disappeared like that. So, you know, then it was, there's a picture of that in the yearbook. I should have posted that. And it was one of the hangouts that the kids went. And right now they tore that down. It's gone. I remember the owner that owned that. I don't know if he was the owner or the manager like that. So that's another memory of Mr. Summary when I was a teenager. Also, there was another place on the corner of Archer Avenue and South Pulaski Road. And when I used to commute to downtown, I would take the Archer bus or express bus, you know, the 62 Archer Express, get off of Pulaski, take the 53A to go home. And it was right on the corner. It was right there. Yeah. And I went in there sometimes, maybe to order something, or if it was freezing outside, it was cold, and I went in there like that. Well, I had to order something. You can't loiter like that. And they turned it down, and everything's changed. You know, it's right across from Curie High School like that. So there's, like us, and one location that has opened not too long ago, it's from 85th Street and South Pulaski, near Video and Nick's Pizzeria and Angie's Pizza, two of my favorite pizza places. Chicago has still go. I love going there. It's awesome. And they opened one in the corner, and I go, wow, they opened a Mr. Submarine. That's great. Of course, there are a few other locations as well. Some in the city, some in the suburbs, like that. And so there's one in Alsip. There's one in, where else? In Brookfield, Midlothian. There's one in Beverly area. One in Lyons, Oak Forest, Berwyn. One in Chicago, 50th and Pulaski. Another one in Berwyn. Broadview. In Cicero, Downers Grove. So, yeah, it's in Bellwood. So, there's a few. There's South Holland. So, they're still in business. Yeah, Calumet City. Okay, I can go on and on and on. But, yeah, but I don't know if the family that founded the restaurant, I don't know if any members of the family still run it. Probably. So, we'll see. So, but I'm talking about the ones that vanished, those locations I mentioned. The one an Archer and Pulaski, and the one across the street from Bogan High School, which is the 79th and Pulaski. Yeah, those two. So those are my memories when I was a teenager and in my 20s, like that. Okay. One thing I want to mention before I sign off was some people mentioned about a place called Captain Nemo's, and they said they had the best subs in Chicago. I believe that. And that was located, I think, Clark near Toohey or something like that in Rogers Park. They said it was there for 50 years, but they closed. When I look on the internet, they said there's one. It said there's one in Winnetka, or is it Wilmette, up in the North Shore. Maybe it's the same place. I don't know. I never tried it, but I wish I did, because according to some people, they said it was awesome. It really was. And I believe them. So that's fascinating. Okay. Let's see what else I can think of. No, I think that's it, folks, for this show. If I forget something, I'll try to squeeze in, but I don't think so. So I'll do a recap of what I talked about. I talked about my memories of submarine sandwich restaurants in the Chicagoland area, past and present. Also, I gave you a recent update about my health. This podcast will be published later on today, wherever podcasts are found and available. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, also Breaker, Overcast. Also, it's on my blog, vanishchicagoland.blog. Also on my YouTube channel. People still keep asking me, where do I find your podcast? The easiest way to find it is on YouTube, Vanished Chicagoland Stories. Do a search, click on subscribe. You'll get the latest information, latest episode. You can listen to past episodes if you like. Also, on the apps, you can follow them. You can do that as well. And it's also shared on my social media accounts, Facebook, X, Instagram, Threads, LinkedIn, Reddit. Also, Blue Sky. Yeah, I think Blue Sky is available to the public now. Okay. So I will probably do another episode tomorrow. I got to think of something real quickly. I'm sure it'll come to me. And so this is Pico Stanis, your host for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. Thank you for joining me. It's a cold, sunny day. Winter has returned. Last night, people are complaining. I think we're too spoiled. Yeah, I think we are. But it's going to bounce back. Then it's going to get cold again. Then it's going to get warm again. This is Chicago. Hello, everyone. That's how it is. Okay. So thank you again for joining me. Everyone have a great weekend. Here's bye-bye for me. And here's a little traveling music from Ray Rayner saying bye, bye, bye. Take care, everyone, and so long.
We have to go. Bye, bye, bye.